With Israeli troops across the border in Gaza, international mediators are trying to revive Egyptian efforts to negotiate an end to the fighting. President Obama says he told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that U.S. officials are working hard to return to a November 2012 ceasefire.
Secretary Kerry is working to support Egypt's initiative to pursue that outcome. I told Prime Minister Netanyahu that John is prepared to travel to the region following additional consultations.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has met with Arab League officials about the Egyptian plan, but it's opposition from Hamas that's blocking progress, as militant leaders dismiss the plan as not worth the ink it was written with, in their words, because it includes no relief from the Israeli and Egyptian blockade of Gaza's borders. Hamas's refusal of the deal shows how much has changed since the fall of former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi and his Muslim Brotherhood, which helped broker the 2012 ceasefire. Former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
Hamas certainly had a honeymoon with Egypt during the reign or rule of Morsi and the Brotherhood, and that honeymoon is clearly over.
It's over largely because the new Egyptian president, former General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, has vowed to eliminate the Muslim Brotherhood and is thus far less sympathetic to its Hamas allies, American University professor Guy Ziv.
Hamas doesn't see Egypt as an honest broker because Hamas, as an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood, is not treated as a legitimate player by the Egyptian government. And I think that because of the kind of lack of trust between Egypt and Hamas, it's going to be very difficult to get a ceasefire going that both Hamas and Israel would be okay with.
Leaving Hamas with few other options as Israel continues to move forward.
To be a broker, you've got to be acceptable to both parties. Egypt and Jordan are the only Arab countries with peace treaties with Israel. So they have credibility with the Israelis, justified credibility. If Hamas doesn't think that Egypt is sufficiently neutral in this, they're going to be fighting for a long time.
So U.S. officials say Secretary Kerry will focus much of his diplomatic effort on countries with influence over Hamas, including Turkey and Qatar. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.